Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike David, live here on this Sunday evening here in the UK. And it's 8 o'clock on Sunday in the UK, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 12 noon, Pacific Standard Time. Welcome and thank you for joining us. I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've got a guest here with me today in studio. She's been on a few times now. You should recognize her as soon as she comes on when I mute her mic because I'm in control, as always. Well, what can I say? It's been a busy couple of weeks. It really has. It's been I'm not going to apologize for not being here last week because I was ill. For one, dreadful, streaming with a cold, as I usually do this time of year. And I think this is the first time I've ever had a day off because I was ill. So I think, well done for me for that. So as I said, I'm not going to apologize for that, but we all are allowed to be ill now and again. You're listening to us live, as I said, you're welcome for listening. Whichever way you listen to us, either whether it be on Blog Talk Radio, on Mike Spirit FM, in GH Talk Radio, or several ways that you can listen to us. Come and join us in our chat room. All you got to do, I know there's quite a few people there are already in the chat room. Why does Mike Green say that I sound really bad? Mike, do I sound that bad to you? Not bad this week. It was last week. Maybe it's my microphone. Is that what you mean, Mike? Let me know. I know. But never mind. It's the line, mate. I do apologize, Mike, but is that a little bit better for you? Because I can do things like that. I can change things, see? And I can alter the pitch of my voice a little bit, which I don't really want to do because that wouldn't be fair. I'm in and out with the sound. No, it's still the same. Well, Mr. McGreen, I do apologize to you profusely from South Wales, but there's nothing I can do about it. All you keep going off. Well, I do apologize for that, Mike, but maybe you need to press the F5 button, which is your refresh button on your computer. Please let me know in the chat room if the sound is going on or off, and we will do sound lovely. Ah, isn't that nice? My guest is laughing at the minute. Well, that's because, let me bring her on. My guest this week is none other than Mike Kerry. Hiya, Kerry.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Well, that's okay. Well, I'm okay. Well, we kind of know that each other are okay because we kind of live together and everything else. That sounds a bit office, really, doesn't it? But it's been a busy couple of weeks, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
And I know, you know, I want to start off the show by, obviously you've been a medium for a long time now, for a good number of years. But since you've been here with me in South Wales, we started up a development group, which is an open group at the moment, a group that you sit in, and I take, the class leader. And do you find the classes are benefiting you in any way?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you find that your connections are getting a bit stronger and deeper now, should we say?
They are, yes.
Because I know that I've been going through everything from linking to the spirit world and linking on a psychic level and linking on all vibrations, because it's not all about, when am I going to get my next boyfriend or my next girlfriend or, am I going to win the lottery this week? Or, you know, it's not about that, is it?
No.
And, you know, what we do as mediums, as spiritual mediums, we connect to the spirit world to give you life after death, the evidence that life continues on after the death of this physical body. And that's one thing that we are promoting within that development class there. Let me just try and see if I can get a sound a little bit better as we are talking there, Kelly, because Mike is saying, oh, seriously, the sound is not the best. So, you know, because we pulled Studio Heart of One yesterday, didn't we? We did. We took all the speakers out. We took the leads out. And it was only today that I was thinking, oh, my God, the keyboard's not working. And, you know, we was all in a bit of a flap in Studio One because I was thinking, oh, my God, what are we going to do with the show? Because nothing's going to go right. And every time I pull the studio apart, it kind of does this, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
It does. So, Mick, tell us, does that sound better? Your end. I don't think it's nothing to do. It sounds like we're in a tunnel underwater, talking underwater, eh? That reminds me of that song. You know the song that saw Wake Up in the Year 3000?
Yeah.
We're all fine. I'm going to sing because it's bad, as you know. But, okay, let me just try a little tweaking my buttons, so to speak, because I like to tweak my buttons now and again. Okay, now we should be within some kind of business.
Fingers crossed.
Hey, Mick, any better? Have you downloaded your mic? <No. laughs> You know, he's a funny guy, this Mike, isn't he? Yeah, you know, he's a good friend, actually. He's thrown me off track now while we were talking about the development. Mike, you're a bad, bad boy. You know what? You're a bad boy. One day, I'm going to bring you back on it just to show people how bad you really are. Because, you know, you put a span in the works again. You forget me. I forget what I'm talking about. I'm just forgetting everything because Mick Green is baffling my... You know, I met Mick Green, but we did a TV audition for a ghost investigation team. And I met Mick Green about 4 years ago. It was about 4 years ago. I'm sure he'll correct me in the chat room because I know he will correct me. I'm sure it was about 4 years ago. And well, you reckon he can't hear me? Awesome. That's even better now because I can say what I want about him. I met him about 4 years ago. And I remember him being very, very, very nervous. Kelly, like you wouldn't believe the nerves in this body. He was sat on a chair, shaking like a little leaf because of the nerves that he had. And I think to myself, how far he's actually come. He's kind of developed to a nice working medium now because I know Mike is not only doing demonstrations, he's doing public demonstrations, he's doing church demonstrations, he's doing charity events. And actually, we've got an event coming off together, me and him, quite soon. I think he's going to be joining us on that one, Kelly, aren't you?
Yeah.
So we'll kind of make it like a three-way thing. Thank you, kind sir. I like that. Keep it going, Mike. I like that. So we'll make it like a three-ring thing that, you know, myself, Mick Green, Kelly Carr, because we're going to be doing a charity evening for a charity soon. I know it's coming up soon.
November.
Is it? That's the 28th, isn't it? My God, I am good. Either that or I'm psychic, one or the other. So I know that that's coming very, very soon. We'll let you know more about that when the time comes. But I want to talk more to Kelly about this development that she's been going through because I am quite tough within my development, Kelly, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm quite the discipline, control, give it what you get and move on. As simple as that, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I know that we've got people that's listening tonight from that class because I know that they kind of do, you know, follow that lead, if you like. You know, discipline, control, get your connection, find out what they've come for, and tie it all up. Because I think that's the way to work with the spirit world. And I think that the more that we do that, the more that we understand that it's about giving the evidence that life continues after the death of the physical body, and to give the evidence of it. That's what it's all about. That's what we are, spiritual mediums. The word medium is to mediate from one thing to another. Like this radio, it's been a medium tonight because it's allowing me to speak here through in Studio One through my microphone and into the comfort of your own homes via the radio. So it's a medium. It's a mediating from one thing to another. But we as mediums, what we would class ourselves as mediums, as communicators, we are that in-between bit. We are giving that from the spirit world through us to the recipient. So we are just being that in-between bit. So I know that as we are doing that in-between bit, that's where the word medium comes. So it can be interpreted in many, many ways. But as spiritual mediums, to me, it's all about connection. And Kelly, you're understanding that now, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
And you can't keep saying the same thing. I know that it's better, because I know that we've got something else going on very, very soon, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
And you're quite nervous about that, aren't you?
I am.
Because I know that when you first came here to South Hills, you came along to an evening of my demonstration of my mediumship right then in a nice little church down in West Wales, wasn't it? It was a good journey. And they enjoyed the evening. They talked to you afterwards. They quickly found out that you was a medium as well. And they asked us, would we do their psychic supper? And I remember you telling me, saying, what's one of them? I said, they're okay, psychic supper. You know, I don't mind psychic suppers, because a psychic supper is where you would sit around a table and there'd be like six or seven people sat around the same table as you, and you, the medium, would give each one of them a communication. And that was maybe about 9 months ago that you said, yeah, of course I'll do it. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that 9 months has got really, really fast now, and it's nearly up on us. I think it's this month, isn't it?
I think it's next weekend.
Next weekend? Is it really?
I think so.
That's all I got to say. Okay. So that's next weekend we're going to be there. That's the Saturday night to take it?
Yeah.
Okay. So next Saturday night we're going to be in West Wales, down at a lovely place called Aberaeron, I think it is, isn't it? Is it? I might be lying. Let me just check in my schedule, because you know what I'm like, Kerry. Let me pull up my trusty book and a few other things that come up with it. Oh, what's that? Oh, that looks promising. Let me just have a little look, she's here. It's Saturday coming. It's in Cardigan, actually.
Yeah.
It's a place called Cardigan. Now, when I said there's a place in West Wales called Cardigan, you thought I meant like a pullover jumper kind of thing, didn't you? No, there is a place called Cardigan, and we're going to be there next week, myself and Kerry, to an audience of where they will all be sat around tables. There'll be several tables, there'll be several different mediums. You never know, from that evening I may be able to bring some new guests in to Studio One, or even through a Skype link-up guests, and have them on live on air. So watch this space, isn't it? You know, it's the way it works, that we bring people in and we work with them, and we kind of give them the platform that they've been looking for. It's fantastic. I can't think of anything better. You know, just the same as yourself there, Kelly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't think of anything better. Okay, so, let's not waste too much time on the show, because I know we've got some music to go through. I've got my producers in the background saying, just come on, you've got to be conscious of the time, and he does go off on one sometimes, doesn't he? Oh, Mr. Producer there in the background. Seeing him always come on live. But I know that, let's not waste any time. Let's get on with our first song of the evening, and then we'll go straight into taking your calls. I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by Mr. Green, well, come and join us in our chat room, and how you find us in the chat room, it's simple. If you're not listening to Blog Talk Radio, then go over to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and there you will see our show page, and you will see at the bottom of that show page, just scroll over down to the bottom, you will see the chat room. You can interact with us, just build yourself a profile name. If you are under a guest and the number, then you won't be able to talk, you won't be able to type to us. But build yourself up a name there within that Blog Talk Radio place, and you can interact with myself and with Kerry. So let's get on. Let's press this button and let's say enjoy. Gonna close that. Running through this. Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, live in Mike Spirit FM, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio, we're live in several different ways, and even live on www.mikedavismedium.com, live in mikespirit.fm. Whichever way you listen to us, you're more than welcome to be here. This is a part of the show where we ask you to call in and to interact with us, whether it be whether you're calling for a reading or whether you're just calling in just to ask us some advice. I don't know. Depends what you want to call in for. You're more than welcome to be here. I do believe that we are experiencing some sound issues at the moment here this evening. Unfortunately, it is beyond my control, even though I have lots of controls, I have lots of buttons, but it's beyond my control. So all I can do is apologize to each and every one of you. Oh, it's a bit better, he says. The master says it's a bit better, Kerry. Okay, well, Mike, as I said, just hang on in there, mate. We'll do our very best. And, you know, who knows? Let's go straight on to the callers. Let's go to E-code 832 and say hi. 832, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you all doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Can I ask your name there, please?
Sure, my name is Nita. I'm calling from Texas.
Nita, did you say it was there?
Me too.
Me too.
Yes, that's correct. So I actually had a specific question. Am I allowed to ask that?
You are, yes.
Okay, it was about a relationship. I was in a long-term relationship, and our breakup was pretty recent. It was kind of abrupt, like it came out of nowhere. Do you see us reconciling?
Okay, well, I must say that, you know, first things first, you know that I obviously understand your concerns about, obviously, if you've broken up, and yes, there must be a triad. But what we do here at Mike Spirit FM, we connect to the spirit to give you evidence that there's life after death, okay?
Okay.
If you want, we can do that for you. You know, I don't want to disillusion you to say that I can give you relationship advice because I cannot do that. What we can do is connect to the spirit world. So I can do that for you and see where we go. Do you want me to
okay.
do that?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, I know Wells Kelly is linking into the voice vibration there as well. And Kelly's going to jump into the readings with me this evening because it's the way that we like to work together. And, you know, I do believe I have a lady here from the spirit world that comes forward there to link around your vibration. And as I'm aware of this lady, I do believe that she would have passed home to the spirit world very suddenly, I believe, towards the end of her life, because I'm aware of a sudden passing with this lady. I know that she connects there to your mum's side of your family, because I know that she comes to your mum's side of your family. She connects there to us. I want to
correct.
Say to you that maybe... Go on, sorry.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I believe, see, as she comes into your mum's side of your family, she makes me aware that there was lots of people that was around her, cared for her, that done their best for her, but she says to me, it was just my time to go. And I just went very quickly home to the spirit world there. Now, I do believe that she was quite an active lady. within a vibration before she passed. Do you understand who I've got with me?
Yes, I think you're picking up on my grandma. She was, well, it was a quick passing. She was murdered, so I'm not sure if that's what you're picking up on.
Okay, bless her heart. Okay. Now, would I be right in saying, if this is your grandma then, that when she went, that there was lots of questions unanswered, and you know, as you say, if she was murdered, then obviously that would be probably more right. That there's lots of questions of whys, whats, and hows, and almost as if it's to the point of where, like, I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. So there was no reason behind her passing,
mm-hmm.
but it was just not meant, you know, I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. I know that that's no consolation for anything, but that's what she tells me there, that it was not meant to happen. Do you understand this?
I do.
Bless
her. Does she have any messages for us?
Most definitely.
Does she
The first things first, I need to get my contact. Then I need to tell you why she's come. So the message will come next, okay? I know, see, as she links her vibration around you, that she tells me that she's been in your life quite a lot of late. And she addresses this relationship issue because she talks to me about that you feel as if your kind of your life has been turned upside down at the minute. And I believe that's where she talks about this relationship. Do you understand this, that you feel as if life's been turned upside down there for yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that, you know, you've tried so hard to bring this back, to try and bring it back together, but at the moment it seems as if you're like banging your head against a brick wall. Do you understand of this?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
And she says here to me that, you know, that you spent lots of hours shedding lots of tears over this. Do you understand of that?
Yes, mm-hmm.
See, because she says to me there, you stay strong there, my girl. You stay strong because I know that what's meant to be there for you, it's coming, okay? You need to be a little bit more patient. And I mean that within the deepest meaning that I possibly can of be a bit more patient, because I know that, you know, all you want is for your life to be back as it was. And she says to me, you know, it will never be as it was, because you need to kind of take a big deep breath and take a step back. Instead of, and I don't mean this to cut the way it's going to, but instead of living back in the past, it's time to move forward into the future a little here, okay? And I know that you're telling me there that she's been around your life. She understands of what's going on there with you, okay? There's also a gentleman who comes into the vibration, and I know that as this gentleman is here with us, that he makes me aware that he could be like your granddad there, bless him. And I know that your granddad was the kind of man, there was a very strong kind of a man in his character. He always would have been the kind of fella that would have always said what he had to say, out it would come, please or offend. Do you understand that this would be your granddad there?
It could be. I never met my grandfather, though, so...
Okay, it doesn't matter whether you knew them or not. He comes through very strong, okay? And I believe that as he comes in your life there at the moment, see, you are aware of the spirit world yourself at the moment there, is that right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
See, because he says to me that he has been around your vibration. He sees what's going on there. I know that Kerry has been picked up on your grandmother there as well. And I know that, Kerry, do you want to come in there?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the last part? Hello?
Yeah. No, I know that he's picked up on your grandmother. I know that your grandmother wants to, you know, would want Kerry to say something there. So, Kerry, what do you feel that grandmother wants to say there too?
I was just picking up on the grandmother as well. She's coming to give us some support.
Okay, so your grandmother's coming in there to give you some support at the moment as well. Okay, so know that as your grandmother...
Okay.
And your grandfather is strong around the two of us at the moment, that they just want to give you support and strength there from the spirit world and to teach you, you know, come on, lift up your head. It's not as bad as it seems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to answer your question, do I ever see it coming back the way it was? You know, particularly, no. The way it is for it to be better than it ever was before. Do you understand of this?
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I believe that's what they want me to say to you. No, they want it to be better than it ever was before. Does that a little bit help you there?
Yes, it does. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, bless your heart for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading. They're in the archives of Mike Spur at the FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's swiftly move on to our next caller. And we have area code 720. Hi, 720 there. Can we take your name there, please?
Hello, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Can I ask you,
yes, I'm calling from Colorado.
Okay. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Michelle?
I'm calling because I would like for you to ask Spirit for me, when and how am I going to meet my business partner?
Okay. When and how are you going to meet your business partner? Well, okay.
Yes.
Let me just go through who I have with me first, and whether they give me the answer to that question, I don't know. Okay, but all I can do is ask them and see what they give us. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Michelle, I know that I want to work with you again there with a lady, first of all, that wants to come through to the vibration here. And I know that this lady makes me aware that she would link to your mum's side of your family. I know that this lady makes me aware that she's quite a nicely built lady throughout the build of her life there, in her body-wise, before she passes and throughout her life. She certainly makes me feel that it's kind of like my breathing is getting very erratic towards the end of my life. I don't know if she passed with her heart or something to do with her chest or something to do with her breathing there, but I know that my breathing is becoming very erratic there towards the end of my vibrational life here. She makes me aware to say to you that the latter part of her life that she was very much restricted, because I feel as if I'm confined here in some way before I passed on to the spirit world there. And I know, since she comes forward, that she makes me aware that there was people that would have cared for and done their best for her before she passed on to the world of spirit there. Do you understand who this lady is there, Michelle?
I think it has to be my great-grandma, if it's on my mom's side.
Okay, bless your heart. And will I be right in saying that to you that when she passed, it's almost as if I want to say that she was first home to the spirit world. And what I mean by first home, her partner would have went after her. Is that right?
No.
Okay, then it's not the grandma that you're thinking of, okay? Because I know this lady makes it aware that she went first, her partner went after her, okay? So I know that she was first home to the world. A little bit more information on how to clarify who she is. Now, I know that she wants me to say that you that, you know, I don't believe she goes back as far as great-grandmother. I don't believe she is your great-grandmother. I believe that she's a little bit more closer to us. Would I be right in saying to you there that your mum is from a large family? Is that right?
No.
Okay, let's go back a generation to your grandmother. Do you understand that there's
My grandma's still here.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you understand there's a large family around your grandmother?
No, not really. We don't really have that big of a family.
Okay. Well, I would know why we need to go somewhere where there's a large family. And I believe I want to say that that's where this lady tied. Now I can be on the wrong side, okay? I could be up on your dad's side, I'm not sure. But I know that there's a large
family. Yeah, my dad's side is larger.
Okay.
And my grandma has also passed on my dad's side, too.
Okay, bless her heart.
My grandma, not my great-grandma.
Okay, bless her heart. Because I know that she wasn't your great-grandmother, okay? Because I know I've been made aware that she's not great-grandmother. Now, would I be right in saying that as I'm aware of this lady that comes through there, that she was a very caring lady in her character-wise, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I see as this grandmother comes through. Now, see, I'm asking her about the question that you asked me, when and where are you going to meet your business partner? Now, you know...
When and how.
When and how, okay. Now, if I said to you there that... There is something there that you're building upon. So I don't know whether it's a business or an idea that you're building upon at the moment, but it's almost as if, like, I need someone to share the load at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
You know, I believe that you already know who the person is to take on a portion of that, okay? Because it's not just about the workload. It's about the finances side of things as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
See, because I'm being told it's not just the workload. Because the workload, you're not shy in taking on the work. You're not shy of doing the work. Because I know that you will put 110% into whatever you of what you're doing. Do you understand of this?
Definitely.
Okay. See, I know that you already
But I don't know who it is, because if I knew, I'd be starting already.
Okay, you know, it's not for me to tell you that Joe Bloggs on the Road is going to be the best person for you, okay? Now, that's something that you have to make your own mind up about, okay? Let's not be illusioned by that. What I can tell you is where I'm being pointed and where the spirit world is taking me, and in particular of who they are and what they've come for. I'm being told that, you know, that this person will be put in place there to you because you are, and let me say to you what I believe, that you're a very trusting kind of a person, aren't you? And without me sounding wrong or bad or anything, but you've been burnt before in some ways. Do you understand of this?
Yes, definitely.
By trusting the wrong people. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, and I know that this time around, you're being more cautious. You're being more careful in who you are looking towards or employing there or anything. You're more careful. You're more laid back now about, well, let's look at every avenue. Let's exhaust every avenue. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Definitely.
You know, I don't know, Michelle, but is this something where you would go to meetings? Do you go to meetings within your work or within your business?
No, this is actually a business that I'm looking to start, so no, I don't.
Okay, so there will be where you will go into meetings and you will have to present things, is that right?
Well, no, what I actually want to do is start a permaculture garden and do organic permaculture as well as floral essences and essential oils.
Okay, but I believe...
So really would it be like a...
Okay, I believe that you're going to having to present things or whether that showing people of how all this works or whatever, I believe it's where they is when you start presenting it. That's where the right person will come in to place there, not just to promote it with you, but to work it with you and to finance that with you, because I know that there's obviously outlay, and that's what I'm being told. The financial side of things, it's very difficult at the moment. Michelle, does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, it definitely does.
Okay, well, just remember what I'm saying. You know, don't be scared to take that first leap. Now, whether that be by going to a meeting by yourself, because I know that it's by that is where you will find the right person there to walk with, side by side there with you. Okay, Michelle, I want to say thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's swiftly move on to our next caller, and it's 315. Hi, 315, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, can
Hello,
we take
Mike.
Your... Hi.
Hey. This is Annette from New York.
Okay, Annette, and can I ask you the reason that you called in for there?
Yes, I was wondering if you could connect to my mother, because she's contacted me twice in this past week after 12 years.
Okay. And then please don't tell us anymore, okay, because it's up to you. It's up to us to build that communication and see where we go, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now I know that Kelly is going to work with me on this one, okay? Okay. You know, Annette, the first thing I have here, as I'm, you know, asking the spirit world to come forward, and particularly your mum. Now, not that I believe that I can call upon certain people, because I cannot do that. But what I'd be right in saying there to you with your mum, she must have been, she must have suffered towards the end of her life. Does that make sense there to you? Okay.
Yes,
because I'm asking and I'm being told of suffering towards the end of life, almost to a point to where I feel it was like comfort for your mum to go home to the spirit world in the end. Is that right?
Yes, she suffered in the end because of cancer. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, please don't tell us any more, okay, what she suffered with, because, again, that would be imperfect if I could have said that to you, okay? But I know that she makes me aware that she suffered, and it was very difficult And, you know, in the end, it was like a blessing in disguise for her to go home. I know that I have this lady here with me, and I'm going to describe her now because you've given me all the information that I want to give you, but let me just give you a bit more there, Offo. Now, what I'd be right in saying to you that she was quite a nicely built lady, particularly in her features. I want to say a few months before she passed, because I know she lost weight, because she mentioned where she lost weight, but she was quite nicely built in the features for a little while before she passed. Do you understand of that?
My mom was always tiny. The most she ever weighed was 120. And when she passed away, she was like 65.
There we are. So you should understand that she lost some weight there, because that's what I'm aware of, that she lost weight towards the end of her life. Now, see, I know that I've got your mum here with me. I know why she comes close. Bear me a second. Okay, do you want to work with her, Kerry? Okay, Annette, I'm going to let Kerry try and work here with you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, let me just carry on a minute, let Kerry gather her thoughts there. Okay. See, I know, as I'm aware of your mum that comes closer to me, that I want to say to you that your mum just wants me to, like, pick you up at the minute and just push you forward. So, Annette, would you understand if I said to you that there's a condition in your life at the moment that you feel a little bit let down, a little bit hurt about at the moment? Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And would I be right in saying that it's those that's closest to you are the ones that you feel is hurting you the most? Is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. See, and she also makes me aware to say that to you that, you know, there's been lots of emotion there with you, and there's been lots of hurt, little tears, upset in your life. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
See, and she says to me there that there's two in particular in your life at the moment that you're battling with at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, why would I say that to you that there's some kind of feeling of that there's someone here up on this material plane, so there's someone around your life at the moment that's kind of, I'm not saying walking the same pathway that your mum was, but kind of going down the route of there's tests to be done. Do you understand of this?
Maybe myself.
Right. As I'm saying, I'm not saying that it's the same, okay? I'm not saying that it's kind of the same, far from the wood. But she makes aware that there's tests that's going on there. And Mum tells me that there's been lots of concerns, there's been lots of upset, there's been lots of feeling of, do I have to go through this? Is this my time? Do you understand of this?
I don't feel it's my time, but there's a lot of things going on, yeah.
That having to walk this vibrational life, and it's difficult, okay? Now, I'm not saying it is your time, far from the wood, but it's like, it's my turn to walk this pathway. It's my turn for me to start looking after myself. Forget everybody else. It's time for me to do what's right for myself. Do you understand of that?
Yes, that one I do.
Okay. See, Annette, that's the way that your mum comes in here, that she wants to take care of you. She wants you to know that she's in your vibration. She wants you to know that she's close around you, that you're not alone in this life. She says to me, it's taken me a while to come through, and that's because it's taken you a while to accept that there is such a thing as life after death. Is that right?
When she passed, she said that she would let me know that there is life after death if she could, and she obviously has.
Okay. See, isn't it perfect that your mum has taken the time to be here to let you know that, yes, there is that thing called life after death, and, yes, you can communicate through people like myself and like-minded people and hundreds of millions of people like myself there that can connect to the spirit world. You know, it's something that I believe it's within each and every one of us. We're all born in this gift. So you're all born in this life with a gift of being psychic, but all psychics will develop into mediums. And I believe, I want to say to you, that your mum is so close around you. She's been trying to show you the net of how close she is. She's been trying to prove to you how close she is. But sometimes you kind of keep thinking your mind plays tricks on you. Is that right?
Yes. My father comes through for me all the time, and it just seemed like I didn't feel that my mom was around as much, but my dad's around all the time.
Okay. Okay. Well, bless their heart. I know that your mum is my main communicator. Your mum is the one that's giving me the information. Your mum is the one that's with me. See, I'm not saying that your dad is not there. I'm not aware of him, so I'm not going to describe him. I'm not going to work with him because I'm not aware of him. It's your mum. Hang on a minute. Was it your dad that complained of his throat all the time there, please?
What did he complain of?
Was it your dad that complained of his throat, very dry of his throat towards the end of his life?
Well, I don't know. He had a heart attack when he died, but he did have a throat operation at one time, but he never complained about his throat.
Okay, but he did have this throat operation, so obviously there would have been a problem there with him, okay? Because I'm aware of a throat, I'm aware of, you know, as if, I don't even know what it is, but I know that there's a problem with throat because it makes me very dry as I'm speaking mm-hmm. with you at the moment. And he makes me very much... You know, your dad was the kind of man that didn't take any messing around. Do you understand that?
Yes.
See, and your dad was the kind of man that always called a spade a spade. There was no, you know, there was no in-between with him. It is as it is, and that's the way it is. Do you understand of that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bless him, okay? See, because your dad, as I said, I'm not aware of him. He quickly stepped into the vibration. He says, I'm here, and you must tell her that I'm here as well. See, your dad is kind of like looking after your mum and allowing... See, and I know that the two of them come with an abundance of love there for you, Annette, okay? Does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, it does, and I thank you for it.
Okay, no problem. Annette, please remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that time is kind of we need to move on to our next song. So let me just press play and say enjoy to you.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make, feel lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held.
Welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, live in Mike Spirit FM, MikeDavisMedium.com, Spreaker, GH Talk Radio, many, many, many other ways. You're more welcome to be here. We're almost about halfway through the show. We've had some lovely readings, Kelly, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
We've had some lovely callers in. I know that we've got lots more callers on. But I know that if you want to come through to the studio, I haven't given anybody no numbers yet. I mean, halfway through the show, the numbers you need to dial, and please dial them carefully. If you are in America, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of the USA, you need to dial 001, then 760-283-4611. Or if you are listening in Blog Talk Radio, which if you want to listen in Blog Talk Radio, we will find our chat room. You'll find the Skype button. And it doesn't matter where to in the world you are. If you have Skype, you just press that Skype button, Skypecon, and you will come through to the studio free of charge. And you can find that button on www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. You can call into the studio free of charge and speak to myself and to Kerry there, and we'll be happy to take your calls. Saying happy to take your calls, let's go straight back into the phone lines, and we have area code 443, and say hello there, 443. Can we take your name there, please? Hello, area code 443. Hi, can we take your name there?
My name is Anne Marie from Baltimore, Maryland.
Anne Marie, was it?
Yes.
Hi, Anne Marie.
How are you? My question is regard to, I received a message this morning, and I'm having a hard time trying to, a spiritual message from Spirit, and I wanted to know what that would be.
Okay.
Having a hard time trying to figure out or decode it.
Okay, that's fine. Well, let me make a link to the Spirit World, Anne Marie, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Anne Marie, now I know who I have with me, and I'm going to go into that in just a few minutes. But let me just talk to you about what I believe that or where you've had this scrambled message, then, so to speak. Now, would this be something that you would have had just as you was waking up this morning? Is that right?
Yeah.
Because I'm being told you it was right at the beginning of your day. Now, whatever time zone you're on, I really don't know. I'm in the UK. It's almost 9 p.m. Here at the moment. But I'm being told this morning it was right at the like dawn, if you like, so to speak there. And it's almost as if it's like a dreamlike state that you're not quite sure of. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And see, okay. Now, if I say to you that you're going through some kind of difficulty within your life at the moment, that you're kind of testing the waters in which way to go within your vibrational life at the moment, do you understand this?
Yeah.
And what I'd be right to say to you, to unscramble this message or this wisdom that you had, would be to say that you have to put your best foot forward and just go for it and stop messing around. And I don't mean that to come out the way it just did, Anne-Marie, but I have to say the way I get it. Stop messing around and go on with it and put your best foot forward and go for it. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Because you've been kind of... Okay.
Can I
because
say something?
Go on.
Before, when I asked for this sign, it was regarding to my career working in federal government, and they like me, I like them, but due to U.S. government shutdown, I haven't started working yet. And the sign was kind of weird. I had coming to me this morning, which was to put my best foot forward, as you say. But it was still kind of weird. I'm not used to hearing doorbells ring and then opening two doors, because that was what the Spirit told me to do. and I also heard a loud thud. So I didn't understand that at all, what that meant.
Okay, well, I do believe that where you need to put your best foot forward, okay, even though mm-hmm. they're just saying it's within government and everything else, which is fine, you know, but I believe that there is going to be an opportunity that's created there for you, okay, that you are going to have to, like, just do it, okay, and stop dithering about it, because I know that you are the kind of person that likes to think about things first and then really put your mind to, like kind of give yourself a couple of days to think on things. I'm being told to say that you have to just take the opportunity with both hands. And then once you're in there, you're in there kind of thing. And that's where I want to put you. Now, see, the person I have with me that's giving me this information is of a lady that I believe I have with me here in the spirit world. A lady that I know that she suffered with her hands and her wrists for quite some time there before she passed on to this world. Because I know as I'm speaking there to you, my forearms are giving me so much trouble at the minute. My whole body, if you like, is giving me trouble, but it's particularly my hands and my wrists. I believe that you would have had very much difficulty in grip and holding things towards the end of your life. It's a difficulty in holding things as well. I believe that this is a lady that links to your mum's side. I believe she's maybe more like your grandmother, if I'm honest there with you. And I believe...
Yes, it is my grandmother.
Bless her heart. And would I be right in saying it to you that before she passed on to the spirit world, what a very much of a knowledgeable kind of a lady of when she was with us, because I believe that the knowledge that this lady has is second to none, that she's the kind of person that always would have liked to, always have an answer to every situation, if I can put that there to you. Do you understand that with your grandmother?
Yes.
Yes, because I know that's what she's come for there, okay? Because she says to me that there's an answer to everything. And, you know, this is not the only inner tuition that you've had from the spirit world, because you have them quite regular. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And if I said that you quite are good at working things out sometimes yourself, that would make sense that you wouldn't it?
Yes, that's true.
Yes, because she says to me, see, that you're quite good at working things out, but, sometimes we can't see the way forward because we're blinded with what's around us now. And I mean that within the greatest respects, because, see, you're thinking of this this position of just a one-way thing. That's where I want to go. That's what I'm wanting to do. But there's other ways around it. See, that's what she makes you aware of, is there's other ways around it. And if you put your mind to it and just grasp what's there for you, it will take you to where you need to be, okay? Again there, Anne-Marie, would I be right in saying that to you that... Okay, I don't want this to come out wrong with you, and I don't want to sound disrespectful because I really don't mean to be, but would you understand if I said that to you that you're quite mad about things in your life at the moment, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, and would I be right in saying that to you that you feel quite angry, not so much with yourself, but with someone else around your life? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And if I said that to you that first things first, you have to take control of that situation, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I know Kelly wants to work there. Okay, so, Kelly?
Hiya.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Hiya, I've just been listening. I feel like there's been a lot of anxiety around you at the moment.
Yes, that's true, more of when I'm going back to work. But, pretty much.
Okay, there, Marie. I know that it's almost as if your grandmother just wants to bring lots of calm around your situation at the moment. Okay, just wants to bring balance and restore order back into your life at the moment. Okay, now I know that your grandmother is that close to them. I'm being told that these dreamlike states from the spirit world there, okay, will try and restore that order, restore that balance. But first things first, you have to take charge of the conditions that surround you first, okay? So whatever it is that's holding you back, know that the spirit world are aware of it. Know that they are trying their best to take charge of that and just say that to you, you know, onwards and upwards, okay?
Okay.
You kind of get disappointed in yourself a lot there as well, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because I know I'm aware of disappointment here. And if I said to you, if you look back over the last 2 weeks of your life, it's like as if you've been, like, kicking yourself for the things that's gone wrong. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah, and you've got to stop blaming yourself for these things, haven't you? Because they're not your fault. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And, you know, I'm just being told to say to you as I'm leaving you, you know, dry up the tears. Dry up tears. Because I know that there is no... there's no place for them within your emotions. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, does that help you a little bit there, Anne-Marie?
Yes, it does.
Okay, bless your heart. Well, thank you very much, Anne-Marie, for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike's Spirit FM. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's move swiftly on to our next caller, and we do have area code. Where am I? 843, and say hi, 843. There, can we take your name there, please?
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Can I take your name there, please?
What's that?
Can I just take your name there for a second?
Oh, my name is Crystal.
Okay, Crystal, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
From South Carolina, perfect. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for there, Crystal?
I wanted to see if you saw anything happening with my love life.
Okay, okay, well, we can... well, Crystal, I know that, you know, as I am a medium, I'm able to link to the spirit world and give you evidence of life after death and see what comes of that that question there afterwards. Is that okay if I do that for you first?
Okay.
Okay. Crystal, I know that I'm aware of a gentleman here with yourself, a gentleman that I want to say that when he passed home to the spirit world, that he passed very quick and very sudden. I believe that this gentleman is very close, or would have been very close in your vibration, a gentleman that would have been very close in your life there. I believe that this gentleman, I want to say to you, you know, he wasn't a lot older when he passed home to the spirit world. I mean, told he was very quick. I'm aware that it's maybe around my chest. I don't know if it was the heart or something there, but I know that it's very quick when he went into the spirit world. okay. See, I believe that he links like maybe more like father or father side of the family. Do you understand of him there?
It could be my grandfather, but it would be on my mom's side, but he was like a father to me.
Okay, that's fine. See, because if they are like fathers, then you know, they come on our vibration, and that's fine. Now, will I be right today with you in saying to you that he was the kind of man that always had time for us? Because I know that he makes you aware that he always had time for us in this vibrational life when he was with us. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right saying that to you that, you know, all that you are looking for in your life at the moment is someone to... kind of share with. I know that I can hear the little one in the background there, but you're looking for someone to share that with there. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And you know, it's not for the lack of trying. It's been a difficult journey there for you, Crystal, isn't it?
I'm sorry, could you say that last part again?
I said it's not for the lack of trying. It's just been a very difficult journey for you, is that right?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe I'm being too picky or I don't know.
Well, you know, I've always said and always will say that, you know, when the right person comes around us, we'll know about it, okay? You know,
okay.
The grandfather, the one that was like a dad there too, see, he's only giving me this information there for you, and I'm being told to say this to you, that no matter what, you stick your ground, you stand your ground, and don't let nobody walk all over you, because I know that's what's happened in your past, isn't it?
A little bit.
Okay. See, and I know that you feel as if you've been let down time and time and time again. Is that right?
Yes.
See, and would I be right in saying that you, Crystal, that the way you feel that you've been let down, you feel that there's been lots of, you know, there's still lots of, I want to say the word anger. There's lots of anger that joins in there with that. Is that right?
Okay, I think
you're
angry. I don't think I'm angry.
Okay, maybe not so much you, but there's still a lot of anger around the situation of where you was before. Is that right? Yeah, is that right, Crystal? Is a bad line?
I try not to be angry.
Okay. See, I'm not saying that's your fault. I believe it's just the situation that's around your vibration at the moment, okay? So what I want to say to you is, you know, see, it's going to go wrong, I know it is, but, you know, let's not judge a book by its cover. Do you understand of this? So
yeah.
So whether it's a certain criteria that you're looking for, a certain thing, let's not judge a book by its cover, because I want to say that you know that there is the right person out there for you, and you know, just the point where that you will meet them at the right time. Okay, now we might think that now is the right time, but sometimes it's just not. Okay, but when the time is right, know that that right person will come around your life. Okay, does that answer that question there for you?
Okay, so this person that I started seeing, you don't think that there's any longevity there?
You know, of what I'm saying there to Crystal is that, you know, when you're with is not the right person. I don't know. What I'm saying to you is that you'll know when it's right there for you, okay? All you can do is go with it, and if it's right, then it will stay. If it's not, then it will kind of fade out there for you, okay? But, you know, you give yourself 100%. And if they do 100%, then you're giving it more than its fair share of a chance there. Do you understand of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, bless your heart, Crystal. I hope things get like this for you. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling in. And remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's quickly move on to our next caller, which is 858 and say hello there, 858. No, I got the wrong one. I do apologize. 858. Can I take your name there, please?
Hello, it's Joanne.
Hi,
hello.
Joanne. Where are you calling from there?
San Diego, California.
Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you're calling for?
The reason for my call, I had a couple. I was wondering, not the last caller, but the girl before that. I was wondering, I know that, you know, the veil is getting thinner in that, and I feel like I'm having an awakening, but I just wanted to see what you see in that sense for me.
Okay, so what you're saying to me, that you feel as if the spirit world is getting closer to you, or you're becoming more aware of them. Is that what you're saying, Joanne?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, let me make a connection to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going with this. Right, okay. Joanne, you know, let me just go through a few things here with you first before I answer any of those questions, because, you know, to me it's all about given the evidence of the continuation of life after death, okay? And let me just say to you first of all there, please, of the gentleman I'm aware of there in the spirit world, that before he passed, he makes me aware that his legs give him so much trouble. I believe that he had difficulty in walking towards the end of his life there, because I know that my legs, it's given me lots of trouble. I know that I'm having difficulty in putting one foot in front of the other there. I know that I would have spent a lot of parts of my life confined and restricted to a chair or a bed or something there with this man before he passed on to the spirit world. I do believe, I want to say that you, when he passed, he tells me that he took his last few breaths, and there was people there with him when he did do that. So I know that there were people around him. I'm aware that she even offers up his hand to me, so that tells that there would have been somebody there that would have held his hand as he went on to the spiral. Do you understand why have we over me, Joanne?
I think, is he an older man?
Yes, yes, okay, he is an older gentleman in the spiritual now.
Yeah, well, no, I meant, was he older when he passed here?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I believe that may be my grandfather.
Okay, and that would be up on your dad's side, is that right?
Oh, you know, I don't know, I never knew that grandfather.
Okay, well, I'm aware of that grandfather, I want to say that to you, because I know that's who comes through at the moment. See, as I'm asking him about the questions you asked me about what you call awakening, I'd be right in saying that to you that it's not so much of when you're in your sleep, it's mainly more of when you are awake there. Is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, it's when we're maybe watching the TV or doing the dishes or cooking or something. It's when our mind is concentrated on other things. That's when you become more aware of things happening around your life. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
See, because I know that this is what I'm aware of to say that to you. It's when people are around. So when you're doing your everyday things. See, it's like a shadow that keeps going past at the moment. And that's why you're aware of it sometimes, isn't it?
You're kind of cutting in and out again. Because of a shadow, is that what you said?
You kind of see a shadow every now and again that goes past you, is that right?
Yes.
See, because I know that's what I'm made of, like a shadow that keeps going past me. And every time you look for it, there's nothing there. I believe that you're hearing things every now and again as well. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And I know that as you're hearing things, you're kind of just sensing different people, different vibrations in your life. Is that right?
Yes.
See, and I know that I want to say that to you, that as you sense different things and you're picking up on certain... See, there's lots of colours and shapes that comes around your life as well. You see lots of, like, colour, just like a glimpse of colour around again. Is that right?
Yes.
No, I don't know, but I'm hearing the word mum. No, I don't know if your mum is in the spirit world, but I'm aware of... Okay, why would my thoughts go over to your mum at the moment?
Well, I wasn't... I'm trying to make my life a better place, and so I hadn't been talking to my mom for quite some time. And I went and made amends with her recently.
Right, so that's why I would become aware of your mum there. So if you've made amends, well, first and first, well done for that, because, you know, it's always difficult to be the first one to make that amends, isn't it? See,
yes.
And again, the spirit world are aware of that because they make me aware of your mum, okay? So I know I want to say that to you that this gentleman in the spirit world is particularly pleased that you've made the first step there. And if I said to you is a very much of a difficult, should we say, difficult atmosphere in the very beginning, would you understand of this?
Yes.
But you finally got there, you finally made some sense of that, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. See, now...
Do you sense that my vibration is high, is raising?
Most definitely, you know, particularly if you are aware of things like shapes, shadows, colors, and it's an awareness. It's awareness of the spirit world. It's awareness that, see, and I believe that the more that you grow with your awareness, the heightened it will become, okay? Now, obviously, we have both free will, and, you know, we don't have to, Joanne, have anything that we don't want to come into our lives, but the free will comes around your vibration. I know that you're quite happy to work with it. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And as I'm aware that that's there, then I know I want to say to you, you keep going. You keep working with it. Okay. And I know I want to say that your senses will become heightened and heightened to the point of where you'll be able to communicate with the spirit world quite nicely. Okay. Do you understand this?
Yes. So you're saying it's very likely that if I continue on this path, I will be communicating with them?
Most definitely, okay? But remember what I said at the beginning of the show. My whole thing is discipline, control, You know, that we're in control of it. It's not they are in control of us, okay? You have to go through certain amounts of training. You have to know how to control yourself and the spirit world to make it coincide with each other. You know, if I fit you live on air, that's it for me. The spirit world do not come into my vibration. Only when I'm ready, when I'm working, whether it be on the radio, whether it be live on a stage, whether it be in a nice spiritual church, it doesn't matter. As when I'm ready, that's when the spirit world works with me. And that's the kind of thing that you need to have. Kind of,
in other words, when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear?
Most definitely. Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of research, a lot of reading, a lot of looking within for spiritual guidance before I go there.
Okay. That's the one thing I always said, the student study, the master will appear, and took the words right out of my mouth there. So, you know, once you're ready, it'll work for you.
Okay. Can you tell me, Mike, is there a little... I've been told that there is a little girl ghost in my house. Do you sense her around me?
Okay.
Either you or Carrie?
Okay. Well, you know, it's not so much of a girl ghost. I don't want to say a girl ghost. I want to say that there's certainly a young spirit around you, okay? I want to work with this because, you know, I'm not just going to leave that there's a little girl spirit. Would you understand if I said to you that there was a child lost to the spirit world, either that they were either just born or they weren't even born into this life, maybe a miscarriage or maybe a baby
was born but
not breathing. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Perfect. You see, because even though that, see, I believe at the moment of conception, that's when the spirit enters the body, okay?
Yeah.
And I know that when the spirit enters our body, never mind when it passes, if it before birth, just at birth, during birth, that person will still be able to come around you, okay? So know that these people are there with you. Know that this energy is very much around you. See, I've been so 10 years. Would you understand 10 years ago?
And was it 10 years ago? No, it would have been more than that.
Okay, but I'm being told about maybe about 10 years ago. Okay, so
that's,
know that... Go on, sorry.
That's when the spirit came around.
No. What I'm meaning to you there, that either this little child would be about 10 years ago, or you've been aware of it for the last 10 years.
I haven't been aware of it that long.
Okay. Well, maybe not consciously, but certainly I want to say that there's been awareness there at least the last 10 years. Okay. You work with it there, and I know that it'll be a perfect little vibration.
If I talk to this child, will they talk to me back and I'll hear it eventually?
No. That's a difficult question because I can't say that you that yes, that's the way it works because we all work on a different vibration. You have the audience, which you hear, sentence, which you sense, and voice is when you see. Okay? We all work on different levels.
Yeah, I'm having a really hard time understanding you, Mike.
Okay. Jay, what I'm saying to you there, clear audience is when you're hearing the spirit world. Clear voice is when you're seeing the spirit world, the sentence, and you're sending the spirit world, so all different vibrations, depending on which we develop in time, is what we'll do, either see, hear, or feel, okay? So it's whichever sense that you develop, whichever clear audience or clear sense that you develop, that's what you will see, hear, or feel, okay? So, yes, you work with it. Yes, you go with it. But how it works, that's down to the individual, okay? Which way that you're going to see, hear, or feel.
Yeah, do you sense what clear I am?
Okay. Sentence, I want to say clear sentence, that at the moment that you're setting, now it's going to develop, things may change. I don't know, okay? I cannot foresee into your future. It's how far you want to work with it.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, Mike. Thank you.
That's okay. Thank you. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike's Brother FM. I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's time for us to go to our next song here. So sit back and enjoy.
Sometimes late at night, I lay awake and watch her sleep. She lost her peaceful dreams, so I turn out the light with her.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sleep Manics, and we tune in every week.